This is Passport to Texas. The first weekend in November is typically opening weekend of deer season in Texas.
This year in 2013, the deer hunting prospects look really good.
Alan Kane is Texas Whitetail Deer Program Leader at Parks and Wildlife.
The reports I'm hearing from landowners out there across the state is the deer are fat, they're in good body condition, and antler quality appears to be pretty good, and so hunters should have a good opportunity out there.
September and October brought rainfall across the state, which could make deer hunting more of a challenge.
That's going to cause things to green up, obviously, and so the deer may not be hitting the corn feeder because they hadn't seen some of this green stuff in a couple of months, and so they may go out there and find some tender weeds to chew on or some brush out there or the different browse shrub type species, they'll eat on those, and that may not come to that corn feeder where hunters traditionally sit.
Alan Kane says don't lose heart. The deer are there. You'll just need to change your hunting strategy to bag them.
You want to sit on a trail that's leading from a bedding to a feeding area, or look for locations where deer are concentrating. Maybe it's where the oak trees are dropping lots of acorns, so I suspect deer will be on those too.
The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series and is funded by your purchase of fishing and hunting equipment and motorboat fuel. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.